The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. If you can hear me okay, maybe wave or give me thumbs up just to make sure audio is working okay.
Hello, everyone. Great. Welcome to Happy Hour.
Okay, I'll wait another minute until it's 6 o'clock, and in the next minute, if anyone would like to unmute themselves and just say hello and where you are sheltering in place this evening, where in the world you are, it would be lovely to hear your voice.
Hi, Nikki. Sangeeta here. From Charlottesville.
Hi, Sangeeta. Welcome.
Hi, Nikki. It's Carol Allison. I'm from Eureka, California.
Hi. Welcome. Welcome, Carol. Elaine from Belmont, California. Great. Welcome.
This is Linda from Ogden, Utah.
Hello, Linda from Utah. Great, great to have you.
Hey, Nikki, this is Matt from Provo, Utah.
Hi, Matt from what did you say, proper Utah? Sorry, didn't quite hear that.
Provo, Utah.
I still didn't hear it, but Utah.
That's right.
Audio sometimes can be a little choppy.
I can't believe there are two people in Utah, and we're 100 miles apart.
That's great. That's fantastic. Wonderful.
Hi, it's Nancy Yamahiro from Redwood City.
Hi, Nancy. Welcome. Local. Somebody else? I heard them.
This is David from Colorado.
David from Colorado. Welcome.
Thank you.
Bhupal from a little bit closer, Sunnyvale, California.
Welcome, Bhupal from Sunnyvale.
Thank you.
I'm Peggy from Redwood City.
Go ahead, sorry.
Oh, I'm Peggy from Redwood City.
Hi, Peggy from Redwood City, and?
I'm Crystal, and this is
Jordan.
Jordan, we're from Burlingame.
Lovely. Welcome. Welcome from Burlingame. Beautiful. Great. Oh, and also Doug from Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Welcome, Doug. He's in the chat. Beautiful. So people might be joining us a little trickling in because the link for this Zoom changed from yesterday and today. So some people might be trying to go to the previous Zoom room just to say, I think, as people will be coming in. But let's start. So I'm going to mute everyone, ask you to mute yourself and mute you. And let's see there. And let's get started. So welcome to Happy Hour. And I'd like to start by asking you to check in to see what is present right now for you as you're sitting wherever you are. And the theme that I like to share tonight for our practice together in community is the theme of patience with metta, patience and kindness, patient perseverance together with kindness, awareness, loving awareness. So those themes are themes that I'll be bringing together, combining together tonight in the guide and meditation. And
the theme of patience. I mean, patience is a great theme for our practice anytime, any given day, no matter what the circumstances are. Of course, it's a virtue. It's one of the 10 paramis, one of the 10 perfections, one of the beautiful developments of the heart. And especially in this time, when sometimes there might be a sense of, okay, are we done yet? Is this over yet? That the young child within us that's sitting on the back seat of the car waiting to drive. Okay, are we there yet? Are we there yet? Is this done yet? Okay, to turn towards the whatever is arising, the anxiety, the impatience, with kindness and with stability, in the same way that if a little child said, are we there yet? Are we there yet? We wouldn't hit the child or chastise the child or be mean. We'll be kind. You know, the appropriate response would be one of kindness. Say, okay, sweetie, it's okay. This is what's happening. And calm the child with kindness. So calm the child with kindness. So to calm what the impatience within, if it is arising, with kindness, with gentleness, and also with strength, perhaps with the simile, with the example of a child. You know, children do not have a lot of wisdom, so this metaphor fails, but in the case of the adult, we do have the wisdom and we do have the strength. And calling up that strength, calling up the stability, which, by the way, that stability, it's easiest, it's best to call it up from a sense of the body being stable, being embodied, and the sense of embodiment being feeling your body, feeling a sense of stability, groundedness is so important, It's really the rudimentary basics of feeling our strength from our body, feeling our patient perseverance from a sense of stability of the body. And in fact, let's just do an experiment together as you're sitting. I'm going to ask you, first, totally mess up your posture. Just sit really sit. Yeah, slump in your chair. Just slump in your chair and see. As you check in with your body, how do you feel? Is there a sense of strength? Is there a sense of, I can do this? And now, okay, take a deep breath and sit with integrity, with stability. Sit upright, sense of like you're sitting like a tall mountain, feeling yourself grounded, feeling yourself connected. Feeling your bottom on the cushion or the chair, really the connection. Really firm, you're really sitting. Really stable, really feeling your sit bones, just sitting in the chair, connected. And from the sit bones, feeling your spine, your back, supported from that stability of your bottom, really stable, and your feet really connected to the earth. And now feel this posture. Can you feel the difference between this way of sitting with integrity compared to the slouching that you just did a moment ago? If yes, give me a thumbs up or a nod or something. Give me some sign. Yeah, you notice the difference. There is a difference. And sometimes I, as a teacher, I sound like a broken record keep talking about embodiment, the body, the body, the body, the body is so important. And I've discovered that for myself through my practice over the many years and decades now. And today I was talking with one of my students who is now discovering for themselves this the importance of embodiment, really feeling the body, establishing yourself in the body first, sensing the body, connection of the body, and other students who discover that. So I really want to bring that in because that is the foundation we will start with tonight in the guided meditation, sense of stability before leading on moving forward to a sense of kindness, turning to kindness and turning with kindness and metta to whatever is arising, the sense of patience and patient perseverance. So with that, I am going to, just to let you know, I'm going to turn off chat for the duration of the guided meditation. Okay, maybe just to me so that if there are any issues, you can, if there are any problems arising, you can still let me know. Okay, great. All right, fantastic. So, so let's get started. Let's settle to your cushion, your chair. And again, let's start by landing, really arriving this moment, arriving fully. Arriving in community in this moment, together. In this format, practicing together. Feeling the connection, the contact points between your feet, the ground, your sit bones and the chair, your hands. And really feeling your sit bones. As if there were suction cups under your sit bones, really connecting you. These invisible connectors connecting you to the chair in lieu of the earth, feeling really rooted, strongly connected. Feeling your base, you have a strong, connected, strong, vital, supportive base. From this stable base, feeling your spine upright on its own. It's not so much that you're pushing. It's just arising, rising up on its own, tall. Allow the breath to be received Each breath, each in-breath, each out-breath. Massaging, each breath massaging your body from the inside. What does it feel like for your breath to be massaging your abdomen from the inside? With its flow massaging your chest. Your back, your lower back, and your upper back, releasing any tension. The rhythm, the rhythmicity of the breath flowing. Breath massaging your neck, shoulders, your face, your head from the inside. In the same way that if you're receiving a massage, you would relax, unfold, the tension melting. Feeling your arms, hands, your sit bones, upper legs and lower legs and feet in your own time. each breath. Rhythm of the breath, movement of the breath. Calming, settling. Softening, bringing you more in touch, more into yourself. Any thoughts, plans, memories, other objects arise in your field of awareness and you find yourself resting on them instead. It's okay, it's part of this practice, you know that. Part of developing patience with yourself, with your mind, to be gentle and kind to yourself. Every time you notice the little puppy of your mind wandering off, with kindness and patience, ever so gently petting the dog and inviting it back. And this might happen many, many times during this practice period. Every time, take it as an opportunity to train your heart, your mind, yourself in patience. Kind patience. It's not a grudging patience, like, ugh. Again, could it do this again? Here you go again. No, not at all. It's a kind patience. Of course this is going to happen. Of course. And it's okay. Yay. Training my mind, training my heart in patience. My mind didn't wander. I wouldn't have the opportunity to practice kindness and patience. and coming back every time, ever so gently, to the breath and massaging the body. The rhythm of the breath, the movement. Best internal massage. You can give yourself in this time. From this sense of ease, calm, perhaps, it might be a little more of it now compared to the beginning. From this calm and peace and sense of feeling the body's stability in the body. Presence, full presence, embodiment. From this, let yourself feel a sense of strength. It's a relaxed strength. Coming from the stability, sitting tall. While soft and relaxed. Just like Kuan Yin, the embodiment of compassion, there's a pose of Kuan Yin, pose of royal ease, where in the statue she's sitting, there's a sense of ease in her posture. With one leg under her and one bent at the knee, one arm over one knee and the other arm. And then the back supporting her, a sense of ease in the posture, yet sitting upright, Ease. Stable, present, patient. Patiently listening to all the joys and sorrows, the cries of the world. And if there is impatience visiting, upset, anxiety, turning towards it with kindness. Kindness from the sense of strength, the sense of stability. Stability with ease, as if Kuan Yin turning returning to meet it with kindness, not impatience. But maybe with a smile. So it's not so much that we are not supposed to have any negative emotions arising as Buddhists. They arise, but what is our relationship to them? How do we hold them? How do we work with them? What is our relationship to them? If a crowd of sorrows arise, can we meet it with kindness? Can we meet it with ease in our body, with not getting toppled over, the sense of spacious stability? Can that be our attitude? Sometimes challenging thoughts, emotions, sometimes they melt away with this kind of attitude. Sometimes they do, but sometimes they don't. And that's okay. But if our relationship to them, our attitude to them, is based on this stability from our body, it's relaxed, spacious, kind, gentle stability, then there is no fear. There is no fear. It can be visited by anything. And that is one definition of freedom. There is nothing to fear. Rooting, grounding ourselves in the breath and the body. And at any point, if it becomes challenging or overwhelming for any reason, just come back to the breath and the body. Breath massaging, relaxing, softening. And practicing patience with a smile, gentleness. One breath at a time. in the last couple minutes of this practice, I'd like to invite you to extend your kindness, friendliness, goodwill to yourself for whatever arose or did not arise during this practice period. And appreciate yourself for having tried, having practiced, regardless of what happened. No attachment to outcome. But appreciating the intention and goodwill. Let it gladden your heart like a birdsong outside my window. Let your intention for goodness gladden your heart. And expanding that appreciation, goodwill to all of the dear beings who are practicing together with you right now. In this virtual space. So it would be lovely to hear one word reflections, or maybe read one word reflections. You can either raise your hand, I will unmute you, or you can type a one word or phrase reflection and I will read them out loud. What's happening? What are you feeling right now in your body, in your mind, in your heart? Do you notice any difference? Settled. Thank you, Nancy. You're noticing any difference between now and the beginning of your sit? Mark says ease. Pupal, grateful. Deborah, grounded. Maria, peace. Phil, I was also just going to say settled, so too settled. Linda, embodied. Lovely. Carol, calm. Jasmine, calm. Lisa, aware. Wendy, present. Elaine, calming. Kim, forgiveness. This is so lovely, by the way. I'm appreciating this feature of Zoom. Ability for chat is really lovely. Oh, and we have a comment on YouTube. Relaxed. Lovely. Getting participation. We also have Sangeeta trying. Beautiful. Yeah. Patience with trying. Patience with whatever is arising. Great. So, I'd like to invite you all to now, this is a beautiful opportunity, the invitation to share with these beautiful beings that are practicing together with you on, whoops, what happened? Let's see, technical difficulty here. I lost my video. Okay, let's try that again. see if it might come back or not. I'll just be a voice. Huh. Okay. Here we go. Okay, it's working again. Woohoo! Patience. Yay. I get to practice what I preach. There you go. So the invitation is for us to have a little sharing with these beautiful beings who have been practicing together with you. Just a minute or two of sharing. How are you? How has this been for you? And there's no right and wrong answer. I fell asleep. I was distracted. I loved it. I'm calmer. I got more anxious. Doesn't matter. It's really about just sharing. And also sharing, how are you? And you can talk about how are you in general? How are you doing with this sheltering in place? How is your heart? And hear how other human beings are doing in different parts of the world. It's really a great opportunity that I invite you to partake and participate in. Of course, you don't have to. But if you're a little on the fence, see what it feels like if you actually tried it and you hung in here. So I'm going to create the breakout rooms right now. There will be of size 3. Here we go. Let's see. Actually, they're going to be of, here we go, size 2 or 3. And I'm creating the breakout rooms now. And okay. And here we go. I'm going to open all rooms and I'll announce the time to switch. Here we go. Hi, did you fall out of a room? Did you fall out of a room? Amy and person whose name is Dude. Because you're muted, I can't hear you. Oh, I see you can't. Oh, shoot, never mind. I see what's happening here. Hold on. I'm going to. Okay, that's the problem. Hold on. Unmute. Yeah, because of the Zoom bomber we had, I didn't let people unmute themselves. Now you are not able to. So there you go. So, hi, did you fall out of the room? What happened? Or did you just join?
Maybe I don't recall. I don't think I joined any room. I'm trying to figure out how.
I think you're unassigned. I'm going to assign you to a room.
All right,
here we go. Let's see. I'm going to go to room 2. Here you go. Okay, welcome back. Everybody is back from the rooms. Great. So we just have a couple of minutes tonight for anyone who would like to ask questions or share reflections. And you can unmute yourself now, or you can raise your hand. So any reflections about tonight's practice?
Nikki, this is Bhupal.
Hi, Bhupal.
Hi. I was saying to Mark in the breakout room when we were talking that I'm situated myself such that I can see through my front door, and I'm looking at this nest this bird has actually set up for its several years old, but I can actually see the bird in the nest. So I've been kind of, you know, I guess I had my eyes open some of the time and looking at the bird and smiling. So it's been great, relaxing and keeping this company of this bird.
Practicing patient perseverance with wildlife as they come and go.
Yes. Yeah.
Great. Thank you. Yeah. What else? Any other reflections about the theme of, I guess a couple of things that were new tonight were different, perhaps. One was the theme of the patience, perseverance of every breath, every moment, as well as the breath as this internal massage. I guess I'll just share myself that I felt really relaxed afterwards. It really felt as if I had a massage myself, like, wow. This is good. This is the best massage I can get during shelter in place from myself, from my own breath. Anyone experience that too? I wonder. I see a few people nodding, and yeah, great.
Guilt teaches the internal massage sometimes, and it's a lovely practice.
Yeah, sweet. Yeah. It's inspired by him too. Yes, exactly. Yeah. Great. Well, it's 7 o'clock. So thank you all for coming and practicing together in this format. It's really heartwarming to be able to practice together. Yeah. May you all be well, safe, happy, healthy. And all beings everywhere. Take care. Be well, everyone. And sorry for the trouble we had. We had some trouble with the breakout rooms tonight. So sorry if anyone fell out and in and all that. Patience, perseverance. It's Zoom. What can you do? All right. Take care, you all.
Thank you.
Really appreciated that. Thank you, Trevor.